Today is December 1st, 2022, and this is the Pulsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Aberdeen takes 15th game after a hard fight. After going through the football season to the final game without being scored against and winning each contest, Hoquiam High School's football 11 yesterday afternoon before a crowd of 3,000 people at Electric Park went down fighting to a 19-9 defeat. The game ended the prep school careers of the Gridiron for Captain Leonard Olson and seven players of Hoquiam, and Captain Mel Ingram of Aberdeen and five players. Thus, it was a particularly hard game for the local boys to lose and a joyous occasion for the Aberdeen men. In other news, Playfield Phil is given inspection. Members of the Board of Education and the port engineer and manager inspected the fill at the Emerson Play and Athletic Field yesterday morning, and Fred Dean, president of the board, said the members were well satisfied with the way the contract with the Port Commission had been fulfilled. Before the pipe from the port dredge in the channel has been taken up, a crown will be put on the center of the field so that when it has been drained and settled, there will be a supply of earth handy to level off with. Nothing further will be done at the grounds until spring, according to Mr. Dean. Some of the ground being very wet, and with the rainy season on it, it is not as expected it will drain off before then. After being leveled at the time, a baseball diamond will be laid out, a track for training field events candidates, and equipment installed for the playfield for children. The area covers better than a block. In the city and county news, someone dropped a package containing a new suit of women's underwear on the street Wednesday night and can have the same by calling for it at police headquarters. Whoever heard of a circus band made up entirely of young ladies? Yet such a band will be in evidence at the circus to be given by the First Methodist Church of Aberdeen, in Aberdeen, on the evening of Friday, December 8th, under auspices of the Epworth League. Mrs. James I. Marlett is director of the 20-piece band. Students of the Franklin School in Aberdeen distributed baskets of Thanksgiving cheer to nine families in their city Wednesday, according to a statement by Principal R.R. Balkema. The pupils contributed to the baskets and were assisted in this and in distribution by the parent-teacher circle. Only one prisoner ate a Thanksgiving dinner in jail. He is H.S. Burroughs, held for investigation as to his sanity. He is said to have purchased stock in a score of ventures and is suffering from the delusion that he is wealthy and someone is after him. He made his home at the Washington Hotel on J Street. O. Linsberg was arrested Wednesday night on a charge of being drunk, but was released yesterday morning on depositing $15 bail. And finally, Polson Logging Company, who is replacing its Shay logging locomotives with a larger type of machine, shipped one of these Shays to an Oregon concern Wednesday. The local company is planning to sell more of its Shays, which are particularly adapted to rough country logging. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on December 1, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring Grace Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. Through December 31st, we're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 for you to enjoy the museum as well as shop our store, which is well stocked with locally relevant books for the reader on your Christmas list. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.